但是我们注意，这个今天这个特殊的机会，我们来思想这个很重要的题目。对我来说，我的生日的神秘意义是什么？
For me, my temple is the best of my birthday.
是就是给我更好
的。And then, I want to become the best.
所以八百节呢，帮助我们一起来呈现这个题目，维护的思想跟挑战，可能是我们比较容易进进去。
So on Father's Day, it's probably easier for us to think and ponder about the message being a father.
而且圣经上讲到这个的时候，不只是讲到真正肉身上的爸爸，特别讲到属灵上的维护师。
But the scripture talks about father, it does not only refer to the natural father, but also spiritual father being a father with a father's heart.
而且姊妹也可以当维护的啊。
But sisters can have a father's heart.
好，我们所有孩子的会扶持别人、帮助别人，这是一个从某个角度来说的是当父亲的。
So to some degree, all those who can.Encourage and help others, unlike a boss.
我看到今天姊妹们的见证，国豪的见证，我都非常感动。
I'm very moved by my sister sharing and also by the volunteers.
记得他们的祷告，看见这种改变。
In their prayers, they see their husbands change.
国豪记得生孩子，他越来越会当爸爸。
And Robin, through having more children, he becomes a better father.
所以我希望他们在接下来，我想。到了第四、第五个，可能会是特别爸爸。
I'm sure he will become a perfect father when he has four or five children.
当我爸爸会听见他说，他每天早上花上半个小时跟孩子们一起读经，从开始小的时候我就知道他这么说，对主是非常感动。
It's very moved to hear him saying that. Every morning he spends about half an hour reading the scripture and praying with his children.
我想我们听的是什么书的？就是。
We read what we saw.
And
usually we saw what we read before.
所以永远不会太晚。有时候我们在说所有当爸爸，或是将来要当爸爸的，我们都要在主的面前不放弃。
So never too late. I hope all of us fathers and fathers to be will never give up.
我记得以前曾经跟你讲过一个故事，一个非常有成就的企业家。
I remember sharing with you a story about a very famous entrepreneur.
他的事业做得非常的好，可是他的家庭到了破裂的边缘。
He had a very successful business, but then his family was about to break up. Not only he had a very bad relationship with his wife, but bad relationship with all of his
children.一种经营，好，这种读书会是。
While he was our most depressed, he went to see a psychiatrist who encouraged him to go attend a family camp.
在那个 camp 里面呢，他就发现他自己有最大的问题的。
At the camp, he realized his biggest problem.
因为他从小他的爸爸对他非常非常不好啊，经常都责备他，让他跟别人比。
Because since his childhood, his father treated him.He always compared him with other children.
骂他没有出息。
And then he was always very critical.
所以他后来里面就有一个很大的一个例子，就是我一定要在世界上的成就做给你们看。
So out of his bitterness, he resolved to be successful to prove himself to his father.
然后他事业上真的非常有成就，他一天工作18小时。
And yet, after working 8 hours daily, he became very successful.
然后他终于把所有赚的钱、做好的东西都给他太太、给他儿子。
And then he offered the best materials to his wife and children.
他希望他能够做到他爸爸当初没做到的地方。
He wanted to do what his father was not able to afford.
可是他却发现了一件很重要的事情，就是他忽略了跟他们之间爱的关系。
But he realized he neglected the loving relationship with them.
他出发点是爱。
Yes, his motivation was all of that.
并且辛苦里面也不觉得是恶的差。
He worked diligently for his family.
但是他却忽略了一件很重要的事情，就是花时间、花 quality time 跟他的太太、跟他的孩子。
But yet he neglected the most important thing to spend quality time with his wife and children.
所以到了最后一天晚上，那个社会的先生起来做见证。
So after the best family time, he stood up and gave a testimony.
我大家听了都非常的感动，说我回去一定要花时间好好跟他们在一起。
Everyone was very moved because he said, after I go long I'm gonna spend most time with them.
第二天早上是聚会要结束的时候。
The second morning was the end of the time.
突然他的家人带着两个孩子来营会找他。
All of a sudden, driver brought children to look for him at the time.
所以他就跑出去跟他们看。
So he went out to meet them.
然后众人在聚会厅里面就听见他在外面生着哭啊。
And the people in the meeting were able to hear him burst out in crying.
后来他回来做了几分钟最后的讲话。
So after he came back, he
asked
for a few minutes to share with
us. Okay,
last night I just
shared
with you my resolution to spend
quality
time with my family.
但是我的太太跟两个孩子来告诉我，我的老幺、老三心情不好，在欧洲旅游的时候出车祸死掉了。
But then my wife and kids just came to tell me that my third child.It was not easy for me to share this message with you. Unlike brother Robert, who knows how to be a father more and more, but the older I get, the more I realize that I don't know how to be a father. You may not understand. I'm not saying that my kids are not good. I'm sure you can
tell. I just wish that if you can be a better father, you'd be happy.
A very infamous servant of God says that he has three theories how to raise children before he got married.
So, he has three theories how to raise children before he got married.
And then, after he got married and had three children, he has no theory about how to raise children. Because every child is unique.
And
you cannot raise them up according to a formula.
But he needs a lot of prayer, a lot of God's grace and wisdom to raise up our children.
We need a lot of prayers and wisdom and grace to raise up our children. Especially modern day children are not easy.
他就是一个好孩子，跟他爸爸竞争。他爸爸，你们真的觉得做爸爸的比孩子能厉害、聪明吗？
So when the child challenges father, says, do you really think fathers are smarter than
kids?
And then the father, without any hesitation, says, of
course.
So the kid asks with the father, so who invented the light bulb? Of course, Edison. And the kid says, why aren't you father? Why not Edison's father?You can't outsmart them. They're so weak and they don't have quick reactions. And also, the age has become so weak.
James Dobson, the focus on the family, for this initial wave of
20. James Dobson's ministry focused on the family, won't have a survey.
As a 平均一个爸爸孩子的夸张职场仍然最优良品质的时间，每一天平均只有多少年头
？Do you know how long does the average father spend on quality time with their children？
为什么是在孩子夸张职场真的是属于他，而且是为了他
？We're not talking about just hanging out together or being together, but quality time.
你们在看
？Just how long per day？
为什么？还有呢？多少？20分钟，先生，多少？37。
37 seconds。
你知道一个多月前报纸上讲说，美国现在的青少年一天一个礼拜平均花多少小时在电视、电脑、电玩、电影、电话，反正这些训练的事情上面？
And you know how long each teenager spends with the computer, cell phones, and electronic devices. Fifty-seven hours per week. So what is that? 37 seconds times 7?
If you don't take care of your customer well, somebody else will do. 就是如果你不照顾好你的顾客的话，别人会帮你照顾他。
You don't take care of your customers, others will.
所以这边一样的原则用在我们的产品里面，就是如果我们不花时间在我们自己最好的五六之间的话 ，somebody else will do.
So the same principle applies to our people we love. If we do not spend all the time with them.
所以每一个家一定需要姊妹们跟弟兄们的配合，为了孩子是很大帮助。
So for the children's spiritual benefit, each family needs the wife to work with the husband.
那帮助不是要实大。
And then to help is not to be for.
家里面真的绝对需要多妈的出来帮助，让这个家能够行
出去。Each family needs moms to help.The family to go toward God. But it's never meant that the wife will replace the role of her father.
So James Dawson, 曾经讲过一句话。
So James Dawson once said,
他说西方世界现在来到了一个非常非常重要的路口。
So the Western world is coming up, coming to a crossroad right now.
到底我们能不能守望，能不能生存下去？
But it really depends on.So the key to preserve the family institution is up to the
father.
So this is not an easy message to deliver, but this is a serious problem of this age. Please do not think that I do not respect women.
我大概记得不错的话，两三年前就是会给那么大篇的一篇文章，讲到美国有史以来第一次大学生里面女生超过男生了。
I remember reading an article about 2 years ago on Newsweek that for the first time, more women entered to college than men.
啊，当然他那篇文章里面也提到别的啊，哈，这个连续两届的这个国务卿都是女的，然后女。女生出来竞选总统，早晚有一天会有女总统。那个我不是那么在乎，我是在乎的是，到底今天男人、弟兄们，或是下一代的男孩子，到底我们对角色责任，我们是不清楚。
The article also mentioned about more women are into politics now, which I do not, that doesn't concern me as much. What I care about the most is whether the next generation may not be able to.
Nowadays
at schools, girls that do much better than boys.
你可以想象到一个女孩子一个礼拜四小时在健身房，可是男孩子是非常不容易的事情。
It's rare to see girls spend hours on computer games. It's very common for boys.
这是一件很严重的事情，因为不光他的这个整个的心智成熟发展，他人际关系，他各方面都跟电发生关系。
This is a very serious matter because all the interpersonal relationships and the maturity.So closely tied with these electronic
devices.
So it's much easier for girls to have close friends than for boys.
当他碰到困难、碰到挣扎、碰到试探的时候，他不会想到去找朋友的帮助。
So when men or boys encounter trials and difficulties, it's hard for them to seek.
他们还是能够找同伴去齐心同意，他们可以一起勉励，一起祷告。
It's much easier for women and for girls to find their close friends to encourage each other and to pray together.
所以这个情形如果一直往下发展的话，它会越来越远。
If the situation continues to develop, it's going to depart farther and farther.
而这个东西不仅仅表现在学术界，表现在商业界，表现在政治界，而且是很明显的是表现在家庭里。
And this phenomenon is very visible now, not only in business, in academics, in politics, it's also happening at home.
我相信现在越来越多的家庭里面，最后共同决定的是什么
？I'm sure more and more families nowadays, the women have the final say in the decision-making power.
因为我们不是说这个斗争失败是要选的，是我们不够负责任。
It's not because the men lost the battle and lost the power, but they withdraw from their responsibility.
So today, 我自己从一个比较失败的这个弟兄或是父亲的角度，我也在这里提醒，也在这里提醒我自己，我们怎么样才能够回到圣经上？
So being one of the men, I'd like to encourage everyone to see how we can restore.
我在说不是说为了要去争夺家里面的决定权，而是我们应该站在圣经上，谁要男人在该占的地位和角色。
I'm not saying that we should fight back to regain the decision-making power, but how to stand on the position and take up the role that God gives you.
我们读两三处圣经，然后我们一起来讲一讲。好，我们先来看我们今天。这个主题的开始，我们先看马太福音第四章第五节到第六节。
Read some scriptures. First of all, let's turn to Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
马太福音第四章第五节到第六节，我们
一起来。Chapter 4, verses 5 to 6. Let's read together.
耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。好，我们接着请读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 2.
十一节到十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神。好，我们请读以弗所书第六章第一节到第十节。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿，这是第一条该遵循的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的事，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。好，我们先读这段经
文。
那我们这个第一处的圣经是整本旧约圣经的最后一卷书，最后一章，最后一句话。
Chapter 4, verses 5 to 6 is the last words of the last book of the
Old Testament.
Okay, we wonder why the entire volume of Old Testament concludes on this verse.
So this statement is, on one hand, it's a very precious promise,
and on the other hand, a very serious warning.
Not only that, because
it's the last word of the Old Testament, it's important. Afterwards, for 400 years, the Lord did not speak with
而马拉西在结束的时候，只有不仅仅这是最后一句话，特别用了一个强调的话说：“看哪。”
Not only that, this is the last statement, but Malachi specifically emphasized that behold.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话真的非常非常重要，我们不能轻忽它的重要性。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this statement is very important, but does not mean neglected.
当然，它一方面讲到将来基督弥赛亚来的时候有开路新风，在这里面要开路。
That there will be a pioneer, a forerunner for
the Messiah. But this is the Lord who is speaking very great and serious and
before the coming of the great and joyful day of the Lord.
That he will turn the hearts of the Father to the children
and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
And you think that this is what I've just mentioned, that it's a very important issue in the world.
So don't you think this is the solution to all the problems that I mentioned earlier? So today, all the fathers, the hearts of the father on their children,
and
on the hearts of the children toward their father. So this responsibility does not only reside, does not only lie on the fathers, but also on the children. And the Lord really cares about this. But there's also a serious warning. If this is not happening, I will come and strike the earth with a curse. With respect to the promise, this is encouragement.
就当我们做的时候，神愿意祝福我们，愿意帮助我。
When we follow God's willing to help us to bless us.
这个警告来说，这是很严肃的。当我们不肯做的时候，你会发现你的家好像是在出现。
But this is also a warning. If we are not willing, our family will seem to be in the curse.
神是一个充满爱的神。
God is a God of love.
而爱很重要的一个因素就是关系。
One of the important elements of love is relationship.
因为你如果没有关系的话，没有爱的神。
Without relationship, what good is love? With the great wisdom and power, God created this immense universe. Why did God create
this
universe? Why did God create
this universe?他不光是造我们，他还要生我们，要将我们生为他的儿女。
Not only that he created us, he adopted us, so that we become his children.
他将我们成为他爱的对象。
So that we become objects of his love.
他要跟我们建立爱的关系。
He wants to establish loving relationship with us.
因为这是神的心。
But this is God's heart.
所以他是造的基础。
There's the love between husband and wife, which signifies the love between Christ and
church. And
there's the love between parents and children, which signifies God's love for
us. And there's a
relationship between brothers and sisters.
而且现在的公司这一切都是一切都是生命生命生命
all these relationships that are representative of love and life
所以我们创造是从外面的一个要求责任或是失望来看这件事
so please do not regard this matter with disappointment or a sense of duty only
父亲要转向儿女儿女要转向父亲
fathers turn to your children children to your parents
让我们不仅仅可以面对面，真正有在一起的时间 ，being together， 面对面。
Not only that we get to live together, be together face to face.
而且我们可以心对心，是可以谈内心的事
情。We can talk heart to heart.
因为这个今天太多的家庭出问题，就是因为父亲跟孩子之间的关系怎么处理。
And validated so many families that promise because that kind of intimate relationship between father and children are lost. Let's also back up to the survey of prisoners who are sentenced to death. Recently, I read a statistic which is startling. Nowadays, there are many broken families in America. Many children grew up in a family without fathers. To the survey and the statistics show children who grew up without fathers and children who grew up with fathers. And then children who grew up from dysfunctional families, they're 5 times more likely to commit suicide. And then they have 32%, so 32 times more chance to run away from home. And
that's
20 times more chance of getting a behavior disorder. And then 9 times more chance to drop out of high school. And 10 times more chance to be And 9 times more chance to be in prison. And then now for children who grow up in
normal families.
They have much better motivation to be good, to learn.
他的人际关系, 他的朋友,
and they have better interpersonal relationships with others. And they have much better sense of humor and sense of happiness. And also, since the age of 6 and 7 years old, they show better IQ scores. So family is important.
我们数学都很懂得一个很简单的公式。
We all know a very simple mathematic formula.
A 如果等于 B 的话，
B
也等于 C 的话， 那么 A 就等于 C， 对不对？
A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C.
都懂吗？
We all know that.
接下来就是，当我们希望 A 等于 C 的时候，
So if we wish A would
当我们希望我们的孩子跟神之间有一个很好的关系的时
候
，B 是一个很关键的因素。
So B is a critical element.
我们自己需要是跟神有一个对的关系。
First of all, we have to have a right relationship with God.
然后我们跟我们的孩子也要有一个对的健康的关系。
And we have to have a right and healthy relationship with our children.
这样就很容易把神跟孩子的关系给建立起来。
Then it will be easier to create a link between children and God.
如果前面这两个 equal sign 出了问题的话
，If the two previous equal signs are
如果做父母的跟神之间根本没有真实的关系，不真实的关系，就算你跟孩子的关系很正常，你不容易把他带到神的面前。
Even if you have very good relationship with your children, it's hard for you to bring your children to God.
同样的，如果你自己跟神的关系很好，可是跟孩子的关系却不好的话
，You have good relationship with God, but not good relationship with your children.
或者不肯花时间在孩子身上
，You are not willing to spend time with your children.
那你也很难把孩子带到神的面前。
It will be hard for you to bring your children to God.
所以，当我们说 A 能够等于 C， 我们的孩子跟神之间有很好的关系。
So if we
say and hold
our children
well
for relationship with God.
So
this is a challenge to both fathers and mothers that we have to have right relationship with God.
And
we have to have right relationship with God. This is a direct relationship.
So just like you said, for you, even such a father,
When politics about loving a father to have life relationship with his children.
我想他们的注意力不光是在他的 performance 啊，因为老师从来都是在乎他的结果。
The instructor often pay attention to the performance, but fathers pay more attention to the
children. 最先在乎的是这个人。
But the fathers care about this person.
在乎他跟神的关系，在乎他的性格，在乎他这个人，这个人。
It's about his relationship with God, his character, and his whole being.
所以今天在教会里面，在网络上，我们可以找到很多很多很好的老师，你可以听到很多很好的信息。
Yesterday, you can find many good instructors online. You can listen to many good messages.
但是我们就是要神教人更多为父的心啊，这个弟兄和姊妹的心情。
But yet we need more fathers, brothers and sisters alike. God's love.
这是什么？
这是爱。
所以做父亲的不光是有关怀和养育，而且爱心。
So for fathers, not only that they love, they nurture and bring an
edifying.
It's also a duty, responsibility.
And God to be a role model
himself.
那保罗在这篇章以加前书第五章十一节，他就告诉我们当爸爸。
So then Paul in First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11, he tells us all fathers.
他整个当爸爸的先要有一个很清楚的目的目标 goal。
All fathers should have, first of all, a very clear goal. What is it?
来，刚刚读过了，是要叫你们行事对的心，找我们基督徒得着荣耀的神。所以换句话说，整个教养的目的是要叫孩子们能够对得起神。
So the goal of fathers, the fatherhood, the goal of fatherhood is.Children will walk worthy of God.
请大家注意哈，不是光只是叫他在地上出人头地。
A priest pay attention. A goal is not just to make them successful in this world.
那是地上的爸爸。
But that is worldly fathers.
神叫做爸爸的，我们带领孩子是要叫他行事对得起神。
So fathers in that house, our goal will be so that our children will walk worthy of God.
他拿到墓碑，就是不可信主，是无神论者。我跟你说，我们是个失败的爸爸。
If your child receives Nobel Prize and yet he becomes an atheist, then we have failed.
因为我们没有把福音，没有把神的爱，没有把生命传给他。
Because we have not passed on the gospel, God's love to them.
他是世界上最有钱的人，却花天酒地的。我们是一个失败的父母。
If our children are the wealthiest in the world and yet he squanders his wealth, then we fail as parents.
我们学生都我们要做的事情。这个我们最近大家都知道，这个百货公司几个有名的，有一个叫就是 JCPenney， 大家都知道。
We know that very famous department store JCPenney。
他的父亲这个从小对这个孩子的影响太大，所以JCPenney后来经这里面很多其他的故事。
And his father, the founder's father, a great influence.
Okay,
so later on, he talked about his father a lot.
But
JCPenney was young, he worked in his own stores.
And then
while he worked in the store, he noticed his boss was doing something
that
he found out something his boss did.
So he went home and ate the food, he just put it in the store, and the boss put the food in the store, and the food in the store, and the food in the store,跟贵的东西混在一起，然后卖贵的价格。
So that kid later on went home and then shared during dinner time what he found out about his boss mixed lots of bad quality stuff with good quality stuff and jumbo stuff.
那时候那个厂老板怎么说？就是北极熊是超跟水箱的奶啊，还是什么什么让你做这些事？他都没解释。
So when he was sharing about the bad things his boss was doing, and she,
他爸爸一听也不行。
And then his father stopped him.
他说：“你有没有想过，别人来跟他买这些东西，如果知道他是这样的餐，这个混杂做成了，别人会不会像你一样少了这么快
乐 ？”His father asked him, "If a customer came to buy the stuff and then found out that he was cheated, do you think they would joke about it like what are you doing now?"
他同意的。
And then he was speechless.
啊，那个时候经济非常不好啊，那个找工作很难，所以大家都靠这个出去打工的。
At that time, America was going through a very bad economic crisis, so all the kids had to go out.
结果现在年轻人越来越，我们讲的很多，是受这个餐饮业、玻璃杯类、
其实一片光明确实是失去了路可走。
Just like what they say about new college grads nowadays, they are like lions within a glass, covered glass. But their future looks bright, but there's no way out. Okay.
他的爸爸就跟他讲，是你明天就是跟老板去干工作。
So his father told him to tell me, tomorrow you go and quit your job.
他说你不需要为了挣一个不挣钱的人做事。
You do not have to work for a week of person.
所以他重新受到爸爸很多层面的影响。
So he was very influenced by his.
所以他的父亲跟这个女的讲说，如果不是他爸爸已经对我成长骂他的话，他一辈子他都已经计划好怎么样开直播间。
So in his testimony, he says that if his father did not rebuke him that day, he already planned out his future and he will own stores when he grew up.
因为他的计划是觉得我将来能够开直播间，对吗？
Because his goal was to have a store like the old.
那他父亲就帮助他，帮助他实现他实现最最大的，而且辛苦。
But his father helped him. He lifted him up a great value, so now he became more successful.
所以说什么重点是要叫我们行事对得起我们的神。
So the key is to walk worthy of God.
所以在这里就劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们。
Therefore, we exhort you, comfort you, and charge you.
目标是让人对得起神，讨神喜悦。
The goal is that you will walk worthy of God.
而方法在这里提到的劝勉。
And then the method is to exhort.
啊，或者是这个劝勉有这个二字，就是 inspire 的这种意思，就是鼓励他。
Inspire, encourage.
啊，安慰，就当时在挫折的时候能够安慰他。
To comfort them when they are frustrated or failed.
And to teach to charge them. So,
this
is the way we often say, "How do we teach our children to be disciplined?" We don't teach them.
We often say that we Chinese parents we only teach, but we don't nurture them. So we keep on upgrading their computer games.
好，我们给他们买快手机，给他们做什么？我们很重在物质上来满足他们。
We care to satisfy the material things.
那吃的更是这样，但是我们却少了欲。
And we provide them the best food, and yet we lack in teaching them.
而这个欲，特别是讲到属灵的教育，让他们的心归向父。
Especially spiritual teaching, so that their hearts will be turned to the Father.
这个欲是让他的心思为人人的非常兴趣。
So that they will walk worthy of God.
所以，那时候时间太早了，我就用保罗最后一部所说的讲道做一个结束。
So lastly, I will conclude my message with Paul's teaching.
神的要求是父亲转向儿女，儿女转向父亲。
God's requirement that fathers will return to their children and children to their fathers.
所以，一个家庭好不好，不光夫妻关系很重要，两代的关系很重要。
So in the family, not only the relationship between husband and wife is important.
夫妻关系要能够好，每一个人都负了很重要的责任啊！丈夫要像个丈夫，妻子像个妻子。
Well,
husband and wife have a relationship, both parties have fairly equal responsibility. 两个人之间要好的话，父
母是要像父母，孩子要像孩子。And for a relationship between father and children to be good, both parties have to.
保罗说：“你们做儿女的要像主里遵从父母，这是理所当然的。”
And Paul says, "Children, you have to obey your parents in all things. This is well pleasing to the Lord."
而且哥罗西书第三章二十节说是要凡事遵从父母。
In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Obey your parents in all things."
哇，今天又是一天说。糟糕了，今天来参加看到你产生讲错了。
This is my regret coming to
this meeting. 啊，其实那上次中 uncle 有一次放白的，是我说的，是心情说的。圣经上说要在凡事上听从父母，这是理所当然的，而且哥林多前书这是神所喜悦的。
And the Bible says, in all things obey your parents, and this is well pleasing to the Lord.
不光是神理所当然的，就是神喜悦。
Not only that, this is right, but this is pleasing to the Lord.
不光要听从，要凡事上听从。
Not only obey your parents, but obey your parents in all things.
你知道这很难。
So this is very difficult.
所以保罗说要做主里主行。
So this is difficult. Paul says, obey them in the Lord.
这个当个好孩子也不容易。
Not easy to be a good kid.
特别当荷尔蒙越来越多的时候。
Especially when the hormones are becoming so high.
特别连同学都是这个样子的时候。
And then when your peers behave differently.
但是同样的，当爸爸妈妈要能够当个好爸妈很难，当孩子也很难，都说得出。
Not easy for parents to be good parents. Not easy either for children to be good children.
So
you have to do the Lord.
最重要的学习就是学习要去听和 obey 我们的 parents.
So the most important thing is to trust and obey your parents.
这个英语小的时候，大概在初中啊，大概是3岁左右，因为我们是两代人什么
的。When David was young, probably going to preschool one day when we were having dinner.
所以我跟他突然对我讲，他说：“你不是我爸爸。”
And all of a sudden,
he says,
you're not my dad.
I almost grew up. I'm not
your dad. Who's your
dad? God is my dad. And God is your dad.
I'm
your dad too. He says, your father is heaven.
I'm
your father on earth. Not my kid did not learn it right, or the
teacher didn't explain it well.
当然，天上的神是我的爸爸。
Yes, the heavenly God is my father.
但是他在地上为我们安排的爸爸。
But on earth, he has also given us another.
Not all of your choices, 那不是人挑的，是神预备的。
Not all of your choices are ordained by God.
而是叫我们学习信的是。
So that we get to learn trust and obey.
我知道不容易，但是所有顺服的神心，这是一定蒙福，而且开始长寿。
I know it is not easy, but yes, God promised that.It is well pleasing to the Lord, and you will live long on earth.
光跟享受对这些事情说的一点都不吸引他们。
So, 我觉得你买到这个 feeling 很 attractive to you.
他们一定是用不完的。
But they think they have endless days to live.
那我也希望 Felix 的离开对我们是一个 wake up call 啊，那真是。
I hope the passing of Felix will be a wake up call to all of us.
我们的日子不再有希冀。
Our days are not our hands.
好，那你现在如果再不享受，你真不是一个人。
Okay, maybe you do not
care
about longevity, but how about blessings?
And so,
this is the first commandment with a promise.
You just want to
see how God cares. And
so, your child will know that your parents are not only the heart of your heart, but also the heart of your heart.
So, obedience of children not only brings comfort to their parents, but also will be blessed by God.
还是期待大家记得，不光理所当然的是神所喜悦。
Please remember, this is not only right, but pleasing to the Lord.
而且是神所喜
悦。And it will be blessed by God.
那同样的做父母的啊。
And also for parents.
圣经上也告诉我们，做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
The scripture tells us, do not fathers do not provoke their children.
我以前读这句话的时候，就觉得保罗啊，你太不懂了。明明是儿女的，我们始终不能惹儿女的气。
When I read this before, I thought, well, Paul did not understand. Usually it's the children who provoke the fathers to anger. But he's saying the other way.
在保罗的时代，做父亲的成为平等。
Because in Paul's time, fathers have too much authority.
他们说一句是一说的就是从来没有 compromise.
Whatever they say will be done, there will be no compromise.
他们是非常严的。
And then the fathers are very strict.
所以才是很容易死的事情。今天的时代不一样，你不要拿这些声音跟你爸爸讲，说不要惹我生气了。
And nowadays we live in a different time, so we do not use this verse to talk to your dad.
做爸爸的就是不要去 provoke 他们，让他们愤怒。
Yes, fathers, we should try not to provoke our children.
而是只要照着神的教训跟神的引领。
But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
我从小长大，我如果不是非常严格的人。
In my family, my father was very strict.
你们碰到的他已经是新人。
Now, the man that you know is already a new creation.
从他50多岁发现自己长癌症退休以后，他整个人是个。
He's here to teach a lot when after he found out he had cancer in his
family. 我们家六个男孩。
We have 6 boys in our family.
我们搬家搬到新家以后，我们邻居隔了1年多都不知道我们家有六个人。
After we moved to a new neighborhood, our neighbors did not realize that we have 6 boys after a year.
他们怎么可能六个人还是我们六个？
How is it possible that with 6 boys there's no noise?
你会不会下班前早他是男我就在那床就躲多少
So that my father came home from work all my brothers were hiding
我们家里面有一个 team 大家在里面
There's a team and everyone is afraid of him
你不要说功课不做成马尼了，你一个星期一次最恐怖的日子就是要交星期三，他什么时间都不管。
And the most stressful day for us is to turn our report card. Other times we do not pay attention.
你吃的饱肯定不敢管。
So even if you're the most courageous, the most brave boy, you dare not to open it.
我这边是最后这边就是看他掉过的一次。
All throughout my life, I only saw him shed tears First time is when my grandma passed away.
我没有看过我的爷爷，我爷爷59岁，跪在地上为人家祷告的时候，一时当场就停止说。
I never met my grandfather. My grandfather passed away when he was 59 years old, while on his knees praying for others.
对，是现在没看过我的爷爷。
I never met my grandfather.
但是我奶奶在我90岁的时候去世。
My grandpa passed away when I was
9 years
old.
我爸爸不仅仅流泪，他那天放声哭，我从来没见过爸爸哭。
That day, my dad not only shed his tears, he burst out in crying, which I never seen before.
非常孝顺。
He was very obedient to his parents.
我第二次看见他流泪。
Second time I see him shed.
是他50多岁发生得癌症的时候。
But after he was
diagnosed
having cancer in his
50s,
at that time he had a great future. He was in charge of many factories. And after he was diagnosed having cancer, he retired. He did not care about his worries. That he just wanted to serve the Lord. At that time, all my five older brothers were outside of home.
家里面只有我一个。
I was the only child at home.
你就想着那个恐怖，我原来都是很怕他听到他。
But you can imagine my fear. I was afraid of seeing him.
他从医院电疗结束以后回到家。
After he having treatment from the hospital, came home.
他一天到晚进到房间去。
Then he called me to his room.
我坐在他旁边。
Sat beside him. Look at me.
And
he was sick
at this time.
He says he dare not to let my mom know lest she be worried. And that day he encouraged me that I should strive. And he said to me,
Do you know
why I've been so strict to you? To you. Not that I do not want to spend time with you. But I was
sick
by childhood I was taught and the family should have a strict father, a very kind mother. So I want you to have someone in your heart that you're afraid of.
是我讲话的声音你会听。
That when I speak, you will listen.
不然我怎么能管得住你一个
人 Otherwise, how can I discipline all six of you?
但是其实我并不是不喜欢你的人。
Actually, it's not that I don't want to spend time with you.
他只能流泪。
And after he said that, he showed it to you.
从那天开始，我跟我爸爸说，我会去解决。
Since then, my fear for my father is all gone.
我也很希望这次的消息能不要误会你的爸爸。
And I hope all children here will not misunderstand your father.
在这个时代要成为一个爸爸不容易。
It's not easy to be a good father in this age.
这个经济的压力就是一个很重要的东西。
The financial pressure is very hard.
这个时代的艰难是我们一个更大的考验。
And the trials of this generation is another challenge.
因为人真的是这个世界的影响是一个非
常重要的。Because we are under such great influence of the world.
我们怎么做父母的努力都比不上世界的努力。
No matter how we try, our influence cannot match, but the world is the influence.
没有这些，你们都要当爸爸妈妈。
Before long, you will be parents yourself.
我希望我们要当父母的时候不会太多的疲惫，父母的不容易。
I hope that you will not regret at that time, and finally you understand father's
heart. 在爸爸妈妈的爱情中，可以跟我们好好珍惜这一场事情。
When your parents are still healthy, cherish the time with them.
18,
you will move away and then
you become stronger.
of all the days remaining will be memorable.
我们活的太奢侈，我们要全家人都满意，就是一次。
That our life will be pleasing to God and be memorable to our family.
我们祈祷。
We have that prayer. Lord, we thank you. You are our best Father. We don't know how to love you, yet you always love us.
我们常常偏离主所开始，偏离正路，但是你却带领我们回来。
We often go astray, as you always do back then.
为什么我们在座的每一个家庭，我们都感谢你？
We thank you for all the families here.
就是因为许多的家庭正在经历人生最大的考验。
Some families are going through their greatest challenges in life.
And many families are going through some challenges.
And many families are going through adolescent problems. Lord, please give us sufficient grace. So that parents will know how to be parents. And children will know how to be children. So that your heart will be pleased and your blessing will reach your children. Lord, we pray that your children's family will be different from the world.
That we're
willing to spend more time together. Lord, we pray that you will bless the young people here. Help them to keep their integrity in this difficult age. We pray that you will bless their character in all other areas. So you will surpass our limitations and our weaknesses. Please take good care of our children. Please give us grace and wisdom so that we will know how to be them up in teaching and admonition of the Lord.
And
we also thank you for our own parents. Thank you for giving us such
time.
We hope that one day our children will have the same thankfulness. That they will thank you for us being their parents. Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.